praise the Lord.
Chapter 16. When you get there, say amen.
Amen.
I'm going to start with verse 19. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuous every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime received thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, to him, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham saith unto him, They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. You know, the one that rose from the dead, that's the one they needed to trust in. Amen. Jesus Christ, you know, he paid it all for us, for our sins. You know, and there's going to be a great gulf. You know, I believe if you're in hell, that you're going to be able to see your family that's made it to heaven. I believe it's going to be terrible. You're going to hear the words that they've come and spoke to you, trying to get you to come to church, you know. And I just pray that if you're out there and you hear my voice and you've not repented of your sins and asked Jesus into your life, wherever you may be, I just pray, Lord, that you just give it all to Jesus.
Amen.
You know, and take him as your Savior. For hell is not no place that you're wanting to go.
Right.
I really do believe that. You know, I'm just so thankful that he gave me the chance that night to kneel down here at this altar and give him the praise. And I'm giving him the praise for it all.
For
it is all about Jesus Christ and our God in heaven.
Amen.
And I'm so thankful that we serve a God as mighty as we do. You know, and I had other scriptures on my mind, but me and Brother Gene was talking out there in the parking lot, and it led me to this. And I'm so thankful for Brother Gene and all that he does.
Yes.
But God is the one that we serve, and I'm just so thankful for him today. Thank you, Jesus.
So that goes to show us this morning, guys, how easy it is to get fooled.
Yep.
To get tricked.
My wife and grandson come out of the first salvage and got in the car just like her. Got in it, put her bags in, she's trying to crank it. The grandson said, "No, this ain't her car." And she jumped out, left her stuff, she bought in that car. Went and got in her car, and she got to wondering why she didn't have her stuff. And I said, "Well, go back up there, they might take it in the store." And she wouldn't. I went up there and they took her stuff back in the store. And they said, "Well, I put this in my car, but it's fake."
What key is that, Luke?
It doesn't even use that. I had a visitor the other day at work, one of my visitors that came to see his mom. And I leave them alone in privacy, but I'm close by outside the door. My desk is rugged close, so I can hear what's going on in the room. But he had his Bible, and he started reading to her. He said his hellos and everything, and he started reading to her and read to her the whole entire, they have 30 minutes to visit. He read the entire time and went from different scriptures, and I had my tablet, so I was reading along with him, and by after 10 minutes, I was bawling out there at my dad. I was just, blessed me so much. And I thought, how sweet. They didn't talk much. They didn't visit much, but he read to her the whole entire time, and that was just precious. And I talked to him after the visit, and I said, "You blessed me more than you know. You blessed her, but you blessed me too." And I thanked him, and he said, "I used to come read to her every day, every single day, and I've not been able to do that now. And this is the first time I've been able to read to her in a year." And it just blessed me. And we don't know. We take things for granted. We take things for granted. And this is one of the things that he read. And I was sitting at my desk singing while he was reading it. But y'all pray for me. I can't sing like I can't. And I never could sing, but I can't sing like I used to. Just pray for me. I'm having a hard time singing. A 19th Psalm, 7 through 11. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, is thy servant warned. And in keeping of them, there is great reward. And something Buford said while he was teaching too, we need to be a light and so that people will know that you don't want to hear the stuff that they're talking about. And when this man left his mom, everything that he was reading, Romans 8:28, one of my favorite verses, all things work together. Some people approached my desk and God gave me the strength. They know now that I don't want to hear their trash talk, you know? I don't want to hear it. And that was right after this man left his mom after reading that scripture. So I'm thankful for that and thankful for his obedience with his mom. and pray that I don't take things for granted. And I keep reading like I should, every day, for me.
Well, there ain't nothing wrong with his words. Turn your Bibles over to John. Is anybody done? And I don't know how I'm going to tie all this stuff together. But I don't. I'm going to leave it to the Lord anyway. St. John. Chapter number 20. St. John, chapter number 20. And, I've had this for a few days. St. John chapter number 20. Over in the last part of it, this is when he came and told his boys, he said, reach your hand, reach hither your hand. And thrust it into my side. It's 27th verse. Be not faithless, but believe. And Thomas done that and said, my Lord and my God. Or Thomas answered and said, my Lord and my God. Now, right here, I want you to pay close attention. Jesus said unto him, verse 29, St. John 20, 29. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. You may be seated this morning. And you know, today as you look at this and you think about what he's talking about there after his resurrection, and one place he said, with many infallible proofs, we've got such a cloud of witness of what that he has done and is doing. But you go on and you look at this and you think there's something else out there. There's something else out there. Thank you, brother. There's something else out there that those many other things that he done in the presence of his disciples that's not written in this book. Boy, don't it just make you wonder what he did do while he was here. And he goes on to say here that why these things that are written that you might believe. Believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And believing that you might have life through his name. So this kind of makes me think about, or maybe stay with me and get to where I'm at this morning. You look at all these things that Jesus done. There's no doubt in my mind that he done this. He done exactly what he came to do from the foundation of the world. And there's no doubt in my mind. But yet, on the other hand, as a child of God, there's something else in here, boy, that just, I mean, I know, guys, we're complete in him. I know I know what the book says, but there's something inside of a child of God that just ain't plumb satisfied yet. Now, you agree with me? Now turn with me over here, and I'm going to show you where I'm going here directly. John chapter number 19. Now, we're right here is where Jesus is on the cross. And right here is the is the last thing that was said in John 19, verse number 30. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. So we know this morning, just as simple and plain as I know how, Jesus finished the work that God the Father gave him to do. Now, whatever the fables and the tales out there that people say that Jesus didn't get to finish what he done because of this or because of that, I say, beloved, Jesus finished the work that he came to do. Amen. Now turn with me over here to Ephesians chapter number 1. And I'm going to show you into what I'm talking about. Ephesians chapter number 1, let's start reading Ephesians, the church at Ephesus, chapter number 1, verse number 9. Paul's telling the church here, he said, "Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself." He said, "Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to the good pleasure which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have adoption, we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worked all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted." Now listen, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, that ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, or ye was confirmed by the Holy Ghost. He said, which is the earnest of our inheritance until at the redemption of the purchased possession under the praise of his glory. Let me read that again. He said, we've been confirmed and given the Holy Ghost, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession under the praise of his glory. Listen this morning, guys. Jesus come, finished the work that he was given to do from the foundation of the world, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. We as the children of God, we've been born again and saved by the grace of God. It's a gift of God. It's not by works, lest any man should boast. But brother, thank God this morning, I got saved one day, and he gave me the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. If you'll have it this morning, it's a down payment on where I'm headed. It's a down payment on where I'm headed. Here this morning, you think about this. Jesus, this gift wasn't free. This gift was given to us through and by the sacrifice of our Lord and our Savior, to whosoever that would and whosoever that will believe in the name of the Son of God. And brother, if you'll confess your sin and believe that God raised him from the dead, you can have that, you can have that down payment, and you can have that spirit inside you. And there's a long woman in there, and there's a longing to have this in full. I think about this. God allowed us to buy a home 30 some years ago, and I don't know nothing about all that mess. I mean, they had it to where that it come out of a check. I mean, it just come out of our account, and we had to be sure that it was in there, brother, to make that payment. And here this morning, after all those years we worked and labored to own that place, it took a long time to get there, but there's something deep down inside of us, after that down payment that we made, we wanted to be in our name. We wanted it to be full. But thank God this morning, what you've been given is just a down payment on what's out there. Amen. Think about this morning. Why did John say in the book many other things that Jesus done are not written in this book? In another place he said, I suppose of all that he had done, he said, all the books in the world couldn't contain it. You gather all the people of God together. I mean, the John said he saw a number that no man could count. I'm talking about them boys. I'm not going to get ahead of myself. But them that were redeemed, them that were in the presence of God. But I know something this morning. Hey guys, God gave me a down payment. He paid the price in full and gave me part of that. The down payment on eternal life, if I believe it and endure it till I leave here, it's just a down payment. Amen. And I thought about this the other day. We was young, we was teenagers when we started out together. We growed old together. But we worked and made sure that money was there. So when the bank wouldn't be a call us and saying insufficient funds and all like that, it's like this right here, guys. We made a down payment on that house in the early 80s, I think. I don't know. What, 89, 90? I don't know. It's been a long time ago. But we made sure that it was there to cover the payment when it come to you every month. Can't we look at this spiritually, guys, and realize the down payment have been given, the Spirit of God and the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of life? And there's one thing about it. I come down here Friday night and sit right here in the dark and just listened and prayed. And brother, I don't know about you, but no matter what's going on in your life, you better make sure you got the goods, because when you get to the end of the road, you might just be without, and God say, depart from me. You got to make sure it's there. Just like my wife said, read more, pray more, study more. And got to, I don't know why God gave me utterance for Glenn so much this week, Donnie. I don't know what's going on with him. But I know one thing, God, if we'll be sensitive to the Spirit of God, the down payment that's in Christ, and the heart of the child of God, have we been adopted into a family, have we been grafted in? We were wild, we was grafted in, and we're one now, we're complete in him. But he paid it all. He finished the work. And you know what he done? Turn around and give us a down payment. Well, some people are satisfied with a down payment. I want it to be there. I want down there when I get old, and I'm not talking about this and that, but I'm trying to take natural and turn it over to spiritual in our life. When I get old and somebody else has to gird me, and so on and so forth, I want to know God's in there. I want to know that the proof of the purchase is in there. And pray God, if you got the proof of the purchase, you know you've got the down payment. Let me show you right here. Let's go on here. And go with me to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter number 2. Let me read this one verse right here again right quick. He said he's given us something. He's confirmed it with the Holy Ghost, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Chapter 2 verse 4, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherein he loved us. I mean, how can you explain the love of God? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He finished the work that God came to do from the foundation of the world. And he's offered us the truth. He's offered us a down payment. He's offered us hope. He's offered us joy. He's offered us something. But you've got to receive it. Amen. Amen. Let me show you right here in Ephesians 2 and verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, he quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved. It's not the grace of God, the grace of God, the unmerited favor that God has given us. His grace, and his grace is sufficient. And thank God this morning, he gave me a down payment one day, and I ain't satisfied till I get over yonder. And when I awake in his likeness, and when I awake, brother, into that new realm, into that place we don't know a whole lot about, I've got a down payment on it. And thank God for the truth.
Yeah.
Amen. Let me tell you something. I don't, you can like it, lump it, do whatever you want to do. People will stumble around over the Word of God and then do this and do that and pacify themselves. And just like Debbie said, a lot of it ain't nothing but a stumbling block.
Amen.
Wouldn't it, God, people would open their eyes and see the truth. God provides and makes a way if we just have it. He said, verse number 6, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Boy, did I tell you what, there's something about him. We get to come to church, and I'm looking for the church to fill up and people get saved and the church grow. We get to sit together in heavenly places. Boy, every time over the years that God's allowed me to sit together in heavenly places, it reminds me of the down payment that he gave me. I ain't seen it. We see through a glass darkly now, guys. But thank God one day face to face, we'll get to see him as he is. But sitting together in heavenly places, can't you look around and see and know them that's been given the down payment?
Amen.
I mean, there's a lot of things I don't understand. I know people are hurting, and I know they've been through a lot, and there's a lot of homeless and this and that and the other, and I don't understand all of that. Somebody, I believe, prayed, God, if you want a job and provide for your family, there's work out there.
Amen.
And anyway, this is too big. This is too big to get out now. But on verse number 6, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. I mean, can't you see this morning? Can't you see that he's given us the mystery and we know the way and the truth and the life? And can't you realize and see this morning that we've been given the down payment and we're trying to help and encourage others to receive it as well? Amen. Verse number 8. For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves, it is a gift of God.
Amen.
We're saved, but we're For by grace are you saved through faith, through the love of God, and through the sacrifice on Calvary Jesus made and gave, and paid the penalty of sin, and paid the full price, and gave Himself for us. It wasn't of ourselves; it was a gift of God. In order to receive a gift, in order for a gift to be given, it's got to be received. I never will forget this. I don't know why in the world this come to me. We was in school. We didn't have nothing. We growed up in Reagan Holler. We had dollar store breeches, 2 for $5, 3 shirts for $7. We raised on a 100-acre farm, steep as a mule's face. I remember going through 2 teams of mules. You get off the bus, you put your work clothes on, go to the hay field, go to the backer patch. I thought everybody was like that. And I never will forget having a little sweetheart in McDonald's school. And I got her a Valentine heart. I don't know where I got the probably selling dope bottles to Irene Bible to get the money. But I bought her a little Valentine candy thing. I was excited and nervous my wife knows about this, but I give it to her. I got up enough courage one day to give it to her. Boy, and when I give it to her, I just kind of went away. You know, I was excited. Boy, she's going to come. She's going to throw her arms around me. But you know, just a little while later, the next day, I said, Vanessa, what'd you think about that candy? She said, I'd give it to the dogs.
Terrible.
I'd give it to the dogs. Honey, I'm going to tell you something. This gift that God gives us and has given us, you've got to receive it. Don't throw it to the dogs. And God gave each person the same gift. It was a confirmation of the Holy Ghost when you got saved by the grace of God. And the third part of the Trinity comes and sets his abode inside the heart of the men and women and boys and girls of God. And together, we sit together in heavenly places. It's by grace through faith that you're saved. And not of yourself, lest you can boast. It is a gift of God. You can't earn it. You can't have enough money to get it. You can't get too poor to get it. I mean, it's a gift that's got to be received. And He'll give you a down payment on it. What's to come? He'll give you a down payment on what's to come. I remember 2 Sundays ago, I believe it was, we preached at a good meeting. I don't remember what it was. Come off the table of God. Seemed like we was up there about the Industrial Road and Abbey called. Or somebody did anyway, but I still in heavenly places. I preached all the way to the Industrial Road. I tell Blue how would you get, we just had us a time going up the road. Guys, that's what it's all about. When you get the down payment, I mean, pray God, when you take the down payment home with you, when you take the down payment everywhere you go, you have something to rejoice about.
Amen.
Oh, I'm so, you better check your down payment. You better see if it's still there. You better make sure the down payment's there. I know the down payment's there, but keeping my payments up is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
He don't owe me nothing. I owe Him everything. He's already paid His price. He's already finished His work. Now here's the mystery and the down payment that goes with it. What are you going to do with it? You can take this old book, anywhere in it. You can take it, you can slice it, dice it, do anything you want to with it. But God's Word's final.
Amen.
Let me get verse number 8 of Ephesians 2. Said, for by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is a gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. You can tell, beloved, if somebody, is trying to work for their salvation, or you can see if they're a workmanship of God that's received the down payment. Man, I don't know if I'm ever get this out. Now turn over with me over to the Hebrews chapter. No, go to 2 Corinthians. I'm talking about a down payment. 2 Corinthians. Chapter 1, verse 20. I forget how many promises there is in the Word of God pertaining to God. There's a bunch. But get a note this right here. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. For all the promises of God in Him are ye, and in Him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. Read that again. For all the promises of God in Him are ye, and in Him, amen, to mean say on, unto the glory of God by us. Now He which established us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God. Go back and wait for the promise of the Father. What did they do? They went back, waited for the promise of the Father. What happened? He came. Here's your down payment, boys. See, God can't lie. All the promises of God in Him are ye. Well, I don't know how people feel like they're already in heaven. We get set together in heaven to play the good spirit. Boy, you feel like David, if you had wings, you'd just fly away. I contend with this mess right here every day. But he said right here, he said, Now he which established us with you in Christ and hath anointed us is God. Paul was a man that knew all kinds of different languages. He's under the Sanhedrin. He's brought up under the feet of Gamaliel, know the book, know the Word of God, know as much as anybody in his day, and spoke maybe 16 or 17 different languages. And brother, you know what he said? He said, I didn't come to you with enticing words. I didn't come with you as a Pharisee or a Sadducee or this. He said, but I come to you in the power of the demonstration of the Holy Ghost. What got him when he got saved that day? Amen. It takes the power of God to move people. Amen. It takes the preaching of the gospel of salvation to convict and convince people that they're lost without God and need a Savior and receive the gift and get the down payment. But there's something on the inside of me that yearns, and just like I see a volcano or the eruption of it and earthquakes, and boy, just can't you just picture the earth just groaning to get back to the way it was in the Garden of Eden? I know it's all going to be burned up, but ain't there something on the inside of the child of God that knows it's going to be better out there when we get there? When we get there. Let me go on here. Verse 22, who hath also sealed us. Most of you in here can stuff. You screw the lid on it and it'll pop, 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 it's sealed. Take the lid off that thing, break the seal, and it'll go bad. Walk away from God and go back to the hog pen, back to the mar. Matthew 25, you had it on and you went out. I say, praise God, if you'll stay with God, you're sealed. Amen. You turn back to the vomit of this world and your old ways, you're as lost as a bald high weeds. As a tree falls, that's the way it's going to lay. You die with sin in your life, you'll be resurrected. He didn't save my body. I know he didn't, but Paul said you better put it under subjection. The lust of the eyes, the pride of life, the lust of the flesh, and all this is not of God. That wasn't in the down payment. Pureness and holiness and living right is what's in the down payment. And if that ain't taught and preached in the church, great God, it ain't much. You gotta, I preach, praise God, you gotta make payments on it. Some of you out there listening to me, you're behind on your payments. I'm not talking about your money. I'm talking about what we owe God. We owe God our lives. We owe God everything. And we're to be proud to say, hey, I got a down payment. But you wait till I get that body one day. I know it's just... verse number... verse number 23. Moreover, I call God for a record upon my soul, that to spare you I came not as yet unto Corinth, not for that we have dominion over your faith, but are helpers of your joy. For by faith you stand. Every church in the country is different, but every church ought to be established on the fundamental things of the Word of God, the virgin birth, the crucifixion, resurrection, ascension, and the Holy Ghost sent back, and one day he's coming back to get his bride, to get his church. Praise God, that's what we ought to stand on. Amen. Anything else ought to not, but he said, I didn't come to be rulers over your faith. I didn't come to cram nothing down your throat. I didn't come down here to have a dominion over you like the Gentiles practice and so on and so forth. He said, I come to be helpers of your joy and to get you to stand by faith. You know what makes me want to preach is to see and hear somebody that can't. You know what makes me want to preach? Is to see and hear somebody that can. That's my job. That's my purpose. It's not to be a ruler over you, but it's to help you joy and to help you to stand in the truth of the Word of God, that you can realize we've been given it. He paid it all, beloved, and gave us the down payment of it, and we ought to have proof of the purchase. Pull you over in the car and they'll say, I need to see your license and proof of registration. People go to digging and then just get all tore up. You ought to know where these things are. You ought to know what you got. You ought to realize what you got's precious. You ought to be proud of it, not as the world see it, but as proud as the world has, but stand fast in the liberty wherein Christ has made us free, and don't be tangled up in that mess and be put back in bondage again. Pray God, we're not here to be a ruler over it. We're here to help you joy and to help you to stand. Yeah. And you can do all things through Christ. If we've all been given a down payment, we're all making payments, we ought to all walk together in unity. I'm here to help you keep your payments up, honey. That's why God sent me down here 8 or 9 years ago. To help you to stand, help you to make you to be the best you can be in the Lord. Only thing we want to push down is sin in your life and disobedience in your life. To preacher, you do, you got it. No, I ain't got it all. You ain't either. Take one thing about it. I got a down payment one day. Amen. Let me finish this. Last verse again, not for that we have dominion or rule over your faith, but are helpers of your joy. For by faith you stand. I mean, guys, listen, I'm not much. But one day, 35, 6, 7 years ago, I fell in love with a woman. We rented for a little while. Finally, God gave us the opportunity to buy a place. Some of you will get this, some of you won't. With the whole thing in mind, I was young. I didn't really want to get that for me. I wanted to get it for her. I wanted her to take my chocolate. That's the love that God's got for us, guys. It ain't that I'm here for you. It ain't that I'm here for myself. I'm here for you. Begging you to receive what I preach and what's taught in the Word of God. Don't kick again it. Disbelieve it. Don't question it. Disbelieve it. You might be a big help to somebody. You might be a blessing to somebody if you just believe. The last place, guys, Hebrews chapter number 4. Hebrews chapter 4. Read verse number 1. Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, if any of you should seem to come short of it. Honey, he entered into his rest. He finished the work and left it to us. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Couldn't be united by it. Couldn't be brought together by it. Couldn't come in agreement by it. That's why they said, come, let us reason together. I mean, guys, they've been something left unto us that we're responsible for. Verse number 3, the last verse I'm reading today, Lord willing. For we which have believed do enter into rest. I've got the down payment. How about you? I'm not looking for another gospel. How about you? I'm not looking for another way. How about you? For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. Now what are we going to do with that? This right here was finished from the foundation of the world. And given to us a down payment on it. Let the briars and the thorns take it. Let the winds blow you down and you can't get back up. Let the disappointments of this life and the discouragement of this life and the pleasures of riches take over in your life. It'll destroy your down payment. He finished the work. He's seated at the right hand. Church, here's your down payment on what's to come. What are you going to do with it? I'm going to go for a while. Some of you got 10, 5, and 1 talent. Some of you been given this and been given that. Now what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with your down payment? I don't know about you, but when he comes, I want him to say you've done good. That's my prayer and my desire, my hope and my rest. Enter in to the joys of the Lord from the foundation of the world. Let's stand to our feet this morning. I was all over the Bible and could have went to another place or two, but I know one thing, guys. God don't owe us nothing. He's giving all. He's give all. Thank God He's give us a down payment. Confirmation of the Holy Ghost. Lot to study about, ain't it? Enriched by His Word, by the truth. We've been made rich. This is a deep well. I don't know about you. We've not got there yet. My mamma at Buster Shelton's church years ago, 92-year-old, sitting third pew back, oxygen on her nose, give all the call. She got up and they went to her, thought she was going to fall or something. Come up there and sit down on an old mourning bench. Everybody called her Mamma. What you done, Mamma? She said, I'm going to pray. I got work to do yet. Took that oxygen and peeled it off her nose. Didn't weigh 80 pounds, probably did she look. Working on my down payment. All hearts and minds clear. Praise God, come back to church tonight, Lord willing, at 6. And we'll make a payment. I don't know, God. Don't take the message wrong. Take that we're responsible for things. Buck, dismiss us in prayer, buddy, would you? Yes.
We thank you for that. God, we just ask you, Lord, to lead us and guide us from day to day, Lord. And give us that spirit that comes from on high.
Yes.
And God, we just offer you the praise, the glory, and honor for all these things that we ask, Lord. Because they are in your precious name. We pray and beg these favors. Go with us and watch over us and take care of us, Lord, in the coming days. Give you the praise and glory and honor for it all. In Jesus' sweet name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Mark, good to have you. Come back and be with us.
Well, I just want to say that I'm here today because of Mr. Buck Rader. About 4 years ago, I went to this field where my wife was, she was always passive. She said, I'll never kill anything bigger than a mouse on purpose. Then one year, she saw how excited I was about dove hunting. She said, give me dove hunting. So I took her to this field, and we sat under a walnut tree. She killed 3 doves.